Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That wasn't right.
It might be right, though. It might be accurate. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all your calls on Saquon. Should the Eagles be careful with the usage? 26 touches week one. We shall see. Joining us right now to talk about the game, their running back, and just what the heck happened with their quarterback situation last week is Carl Dukes, 92.9 the game in Atlanta of Dukes Abell. Carl, how you doing, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. You know what? That one right, man. I heard that Kirk Cousins. That one right.
I didn't know they were going to do that.
It might be accurate, though. It might be accurate.
Looking for an out clause. You know what? After throwing for just $155 and throwing two picks, a fumble, he was terrible last week. And listen, last night or yesterday, he admitted he was rusty. Guys, I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if it was more about – the adjustment to the offense, if it's his mobility, which is what we've been spending a lot of time on, or if Kirk Cousins, you know, just looked washed. So we're going to find out a lot. And, you know, the bottom line is we got to find a way to block those big boys up front. Jalen Carter and those guys want to eat. We know how the Steelers got after this O-line, so I'm very curious to see how Cousins comes back.
You know what, especially after the weekend we had, Carl, where we didn't get any sacks. Well, we got a couple, but we didn't get any from the defensive line, and everybody's kind of, you know, down on Bryce Huff. But this is a question I have for you because you're in Atlanta, and I've had some friends of mine in Atlanta call me. So I'm asking you flat out because you're on the airways every day. Are they calling for Michael Penix, man?
Well, Hugh, you know the deal, man. Listen, I think once they drafted him, everybody said, when are we going to see him? And there is an excitement building to whenever the Michael Penix era is going to start. I think Raheem Morris has tried to be clear as possible, saying, hey, Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. Guys, they signed him to a four-year deal. It's really 2 years, okay? It's $45 million, $10 million. It doesn't kill you in the cap that third year if you wanted to move on. But if this is injury-related and he's not 100%, Hugh, you already know the brothers are calling for this Michael Penix kid. They want him right now. I mean, they're excited about him. So, yes, the bottom line is there is a fraction of the audience that says, hey, when are we going to see Penix if Cousins continues to play like this? That's why Monday night is such a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. It's a big game. It's a fascinating game, Carl, between the Eagles and the Falcons. And the one part that we're going to watch very closely here is how much you guys use Bijan Robinson and how much damage he does. So, Carl, last year before the draft, we ended up with Jalen Carter, but there was a whole lot of people, including our producer, who wanted Bijan Robinson as an Eagle. Falcons,
bad.
Yeah, Falcons got him, and now he gets to run against a defense in the Eagles that gave up 163 on the ground last week. How much should we expect out of Bijan, and how's he looking right now?
So Zach Robinson told us in the offseason, you know, that they were excited and how they wanted to play and use him, and then I talked to Bijan because I wanted him desperately in Atlanta. I thought he was the third best player in that draft overall. It didn't matter position. And being a Texas guy, watching him at Texas, I thought he was dynamic, unique, all the things you're seeing. So Bijan said to me in the offseason, I said, what have you been working on? He said, man, I watched every tape that I could of Christian McCaffrey. I said, really? And he was like, yeah, because – I think that's what they're going to do, or at least attempt to do with me. If you look at game one, that's exactly what they tried to do. Quick hitters, toss sweeps, zones, outside, inside. He touched the ball more than anybody expected in game one. So I'm expecting them to know what they know about what happened with the Eagles in week one against Green Bay, to come right back at it and attempt to get him the ball as much as possible. Guys, he's going to see the rock 18 to 25 times a game, in my opinion, and that's just not handoffs. Obviously, that's various ways of getting him the rock.
You know, let's move to the defensive side of the ball. And I know Grady Jarrett is coming off of a knee injury that he had last year. How did he look last week, Carl?
Man, Hugh, he looked better than he did. I mean, like, his quickness, his explosiveness, you know, being the player that you were, man, I mean, his get-off, Grady is balling. And he had a sack last week against Justin Fields, who, again, you know, is certainly athletic and elusive. After the game, he said, man, I feel as good as I've ever felt. I think his offseason work with rehab and his strength training and stuff he did, but he looks legit, man. And you know, David Onyemata is a veteran in there. I don't think he gets enough credit. But Grady has said this. This is the best defense as far as guys around him that he's been on probably since the Super Bowl defense, and that was kind of an unnamed, no-name defense, right? I mean, they really didn't have superstars on that defense in 2016. So I think, like, he feels really good about where the defense is. And, guys, they got off the field last week. I mean, as crazy as the offense played and didn't do stuff, the defense got off the field numerous times to give them a chance to try to win that game. And, again, Cousins just wasn't good enough.
Carl, is this being talked about and thought of as almost a must-win for Atlanta? They're 0-1. I believe that you guys have Kansas City next week. I mean, this feels like they got to have this Monday. Some desperation for the Falcons. Otherwise, they might be staring at 0-3 start here.
You had to remind me of that, didn't you? Yes, Sunday night, Kansas City, next week.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In Mercedes-Benz, if you lose Monday night, yes, you're staring at 0-3 in the face because we know what Patrick Mahomes is. Then, oh, by the way, guys, your arch rival comes in the New Orleans Saints. So
that's always a good game, too, boy.
It's always a good. It's one of the most underrated rivalries in the NFL because people who don't live down here don't really know about that rivalry between the Saints and the Falcons. The reality is you could be looking at 0-4, and that's a division game that could really hurt you. So, yes, I would tell you that this game is not only important, but it is absolutely one I think they have to win. We kept saying 2-2 through the first four. You got to be 2-2. You can't be staring at 0-3 and going up against your arch rival. Who, oh, by the way, I know it was Carolina, but they put up 47 points last week. That Carr looked pretty damn good.
Carl, I'm talking to Carl Dukes, 92.9 The Game down in Atlanta. Carl, I'm curious what the conversation is and how you view Jalen Hurts at this point of his career. A lot of discussion. Although the Eagles won week one, Jalen put the ball in harm's way. Two picks, almost had two more. What do you think of Jalen Hurts at this stage of his career? He had a great season 2 years ago. Last year, up and down. First game this year, up and down. Do you still look at him as a star quarterback, or you have some questions about how good the Eagles quarterback is?
I definitely have questions. Fellas, it's funny you bring this up because I was going to ask you, has he regressed? I'm watching Jalen, and I'm like, okay, we watched him at Alabama. We saw what he was. He gets to the NFL. He gets his opportunity. He shines, as you said, 2 years ago, playoffs, Super Bowl, MVP runner-up. Guys, I think he's regressed, and I don't know why. Kellen Moore, the new coordinator's there. I mean, is this just simply him and Sirianni? I have no idea, but the play on the field, he's still cool, calm, and collected Jalen. But the play on the field just doesn't feel the same. And so I'm not sure right now. I do not look at him as one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. But he can get back to that point. But right now, I have my concerns. And by the way, I think the Falcons are looking at this too and saying, you know what? He'll throw us the ball. He's going to make a mistake or two. So I think they're going into this game feeling like, hey, he's going to give us some opportunities because he's not playing at the level he once was just a few short seasons ago. I definitely have my concerns, fellas.
Yeah, my philosophy on that is when he got that money, Carl, you know how money make some folks act brand new, man. Ever since he got that bread, man, he been a little funny acting, man. I don't know.
It changed him.
You know what I say? Don't let money change you. Some people, it changed a little bit, man.
Yeah, that generational wealth, man, we know this. And, you know, I mean, I think Jalen is still loved by his teammates. He's just a good dude. But the play, the level of play that you need, and especially with that roster. Look, I was telling Atlanta this all week. The Eagles, you guys, they got a Super Bowl roster. Look at the players, man. Look at the roster on paper. They have to put it together and make a run. And that is all going to depend on Jalen and his play. And so they got away, I think, with some mistakes, obviously, in the Green Bay game. But you can't play that way all year and expect to be in this thing.
Yeah, you can't, Carl. We appreciate it. Last one quickly. We'll switch to baseball here. Are the Braves going to make the playoffs? Are they going to be on the outside looking in of the Mets, Carl?
Really? You had to rub that in?
Why is that ask?
Like, this interview starts with you taking shots at Cousins and saying, his dude's washed. And now you're at the end of this interview asking
that's what he does.
I got to poke at the Braves. I always got to poke at the Braves, Carl.
Listen, I give love to Philly. Philly's been the best team, in my opinion, all year in the National League. I know they've had their ups and downs. But to answer your question, man, I do not think it's going to happen. This team can't consistently score runs. And so even though great pitching, Chris Sale should be the Cy Young Award winner. Even though they've gotten great pitcher, Ronaldo Lopez, whether it's been Charlie Morton, they can't consistently score runs. It's been their Achilles heel. Pardon the pun, Kirk Cousins. But that's what's going on, and I do not think that they're going to ultimately get in. They are, hanging on. They're a game out, a half a game out. I just don't feel like they're going to be able to get it done. I do not feel like this is their year. And ever since Acuna and Strider and all those guys got injured, Money Harris was out, Ozzie, All those guys, that's their core group. Mm. Everybody's been injured at some point this season. It's just not the year, man. I don't believe it.
Yeah, Carl, I think you're right on this. It feels like just a tough year for them. They'll bounce back next year. Carl, we always appreciate it. Thank you for hopping on. And have a good show today, Carl. Thank you.
And if you see if you see Alicia Jarrett, tell her I said hi.
You're a fool.
That's Grady's. That's Grady's mom.
Oh boy, here he goes again. All right, Carl.
Fine,
thank you, Carl. We appreciate it. There he goes, fine. Carl Dukes. I'm not surprised you brought it up. Usually, when you bring someone up, you say they're fine.
No, I mean, I'm just saying she thick like Doug butter.
When you're doing the porn,
no, I'm just.
But you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
215-592-9494. Your calls after the break here. Should the Eagles be careful with how they use Saquon? I say yes. Everyone's mad about this. It's not plant-based. This is just smart. And do you expect a win on Monday night? Your phone calls. A lot of stuff there. Interesting what Carl said about Jalen Hurts and what the Falcons think of Jalen.
Yeah, that was kind of strong.
Yep. Jalen, we'll hear from him on the other side. What did he say yesterday about his turnovers? Taking some accountability here. That's next. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's football season, y'all. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whatever your tailgate king, if you're a tailgate king or a gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.